Nelly did not take New York by storm. Not at first, not as she had planned. She had arrived in spring, when the city was bursting into bloom and the air full of promise, with $100 in her purse, along with her clips from her days at the Pittsburgh Dispatch and ambition to burn. Of course, she would get a job as a reporter for one of the big city papers, even though it was hardly done for a woman. Of course, she would become a sensation, even though it was widely agreed that a woman should do no such thing. Nelly was good at two things: asking questions and believing in herself. But even Nelly was starting to lose her spark and swagger as spring, with its blossoms and joyous air, turned into a hot, stinking New York City summer, and no one on Newspaper Row had the time of day for a girl reporter. Not the Herald, not the Sun, not the Mail and Express, not the Times, and not the World. She really had her heart set on the World, but at this point, she would take anything. For months now, she had been walking up and down Newspaper Row, going from one newspaper office to the next, inquiring about available positions, only to be turned away, sometimes to uproarious laughter from some red-faced older gentleman, or with a smirk from some young man with less experience than she. A girl in the newsroom. And that was if she could even get past the intimidating men hired to guard the gates and protect the reporters and editors inside from dangerous creatures like outraged readers, or people who believed themselves slandered in the pages, or young, female, aspiring journalists. Was she dangerous? She didn't feel dangerous. Nelly had started out young, fresh-faced, smartly dressed, wildly optimistic and cheerful. Too cheerful, perhaps. But as the days wore on, the heat and the rejections were starting to crawl under her skin. No one wanted to hear of her qualifications or her ideas for stories about immigrants and women and interviews with notable women of the day. No one wanted to see her clips from the Dispatch, like her series about factory girls or her reports from Mexico. All those precious clips were now softly frayed at the edges from so much time in her purse. The heat was taking the curl out of her hair. It was now September, and she had one soul-crushing assignment from good old Erasmus back in Pittsburgh. A pity assignment, a way to throw her some money so she could carry on struggling in the big city. But it was, if she did say so herself, a smartly conceived way to get herself in front of all those big, important, and powerful newspaper men who refused to give her the time of day. Nellie's idea was to interview all the top newspaper editors in the city about women's role in journalism. She had dreamed it up as a ruse to get past the guards at the front door of all the offices and into the newsrooms, a way to demonstrate a female reporter at work, right before their eyes. Her hunch was correct. Editors were more than willing to talk to her if it meant she had to smile and take notes while they shared their absurd opinions on lady journalists. Women can't get the story. To Dr. Hepworth at the Herald, Nelly posed the question, "Do you object to women entering newspaper life?" Dr. Hepworth, who had served in the war as a preacher, gave her a kindly smile, the sort one gave to small children before attempting to explain a complicated concept. She smiled blandly back at him and prepared herself for his answer.
"I personally may not object," he said, stroking his mustache as he spoke thoughtfully. "But the fact is, a girl just isn't going to get the news."
"Please do explain."
"Well, I cannot send her to a crime scene. The police will only give her as little information as possible to get rid of her. The criminal courts will be no different. Crime scenes and courts are no place for ladies. Therefore, a female reporter would be worse than useless.